You know?
I never could. I just closed it.
It's a, spoke to it off there.
I never do.
Oh, I sent you all a copy. You get it? Okay. I think it was dismissed.
He didn't send one to me, did he?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't send it.
It's too long, baby. That's all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll have to read it, see what y'all are doing.
Well, I sent a copy of the order so you can see what the judge had said 20 times now.
So we still go to court or no?
We still go to court. That's on our deal for the injunction.
Okay.
This is just getting another one of his dismissed.
Okay. Successfully. May the 1st, right? Is that...
Yeah, May basket.
Okay. All right. Hooray, hooray, First Amendment.
Send that to me again, too. I know I got it.
I've got it. I'm going to
Yeah.
I'll actually send you a comment. Yeah.
Where do you go on Monday or Tuesday for this case?
Where they get this stuff out early, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What day is that?
Get people lined up.
Yeah.
I think that's the one in Wichita.
Uh-huh.
I've already got you guys scheduled in.
Yeah, I saw our reservations. Thank you for getting them on. In the right hotel, too.
Got there. Yeah. I didn't. Made sure
you've done
I
a good job.
Thank you.
Passed this year.
I thought they were moving it earlier this year.
I thought it was going to be in Topeka, the way they were talking, but apparently it's in Wichita, which I'm not complaining. It's less of a trip.
Call a meeting of the Cali County Commission to order. First order is call to order and roll call.
Chairman Bob Baker.
Here.
Vice Chair Wayne Moe.
Here.
Commissioner Alan Green.
Here.
Have invitation. I've asked Wayne to give invitation.
Please bow with me. God help us put up with petty annoyances and persevere with when faced with serious setbacks. Guide us to practice patience and kindness until we get them right. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I do want to welcome everybody that's here tonight. And the next order of business, oh, I'll wait on that. Minutes of April 2nd, regular Cali County Commission meeting. Anybody see anything need to be changed on the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minutes as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. Citizens to be heard. At this point, anybody here for Liberty Township, we'll bring that up next. If anybody's here for any other reason than that, you can speak now. We're all here for one reason then, huh? Okay. Discussion item, Liberty Township or Liberty Cemetery Road access. Anybody want to talk about that? We're going to limit you to 3 minutes.
Okay.
We're going to limit you to 3 minutes, and then when you get up, state your name and your address, if you would.
I'm sorry, something happened to my hair again here. See, buddy.
Got a battery?
I don't know. Can I get up closer?
Yeah, come on up.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Oh, Carl Mills, 906 South Centennial, Clark, Kansas City.
Okay. Your turn.
Go ahead and start.
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead and start.
Oh, you want me to
yep.
comment on what I've...
Hmm?
You've seen what I've presented, didn't you?
We've got most all that information.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we hope you go with this statue and do something, because this is, we've got some names, you know, mm-hmm. for this. The township one time said they wasn't going to fix it for 3 or 4 people a year. Well, here's a list of around 70-some live, and around 50 of them are Cali County and surrounding counties. A lot of them used to go there. They can't find it now. There's no road sign, no cemetery sign, and no road. For 30 years.
The road used to go up over the,
yeah,
through the pasture, and since then they've put the terraces
in there. I've got photos here if you want to see them. My son-in-law back here and I took a year ago last February, and we walked to right away.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way across private property anymore. They blocked the gate a year and a half ago.
Dwayne Christensen has.
Huh?
Dwayne Christensen has, right?
Yes. And so then there's a list of that the organization made of the people that's buried there. This may not be a complete list. Really, I think one of the most important things is this 1978 map, aerial map, that was a Farm Services map, but Dale Stewart used that in 99 when he went in there in the county fenced the cemetery, and this is the map he used. And if you'll note, County 1 goes north and south there. It shows that road to the cemetery was open at that time, because you can see the tree row on each side of it. And but the Farm Service, you can see where they drawn the lines for the waterway and the terraces. And they made those, the Farm Services give me the dates. They couldn't give me the actual deal, as the law asked them to, they're private, but they give me the dates. The waterways were made in 89, terraces in 92, 94, and 95. And that's, the lines were on there, but they hadn't been made at that time. So I think that's real important. That shows that road was open. Personally, I was a Fraser 88 or 89, I can't remember, the landowner came and said, I had his farmland over by it. Says, Rocky, I went out there and he took me, not under that hill there where it was had been farmed. It was just a row of rocks, wasn't very wide. The law said it had to be an acre before I could adjust it. There wasn't an acre of them, but they just, I thought it was strange, a row. Well, Dale Stewart, I talked to him a couple of years, 3 years ago after, and he said, the rocks they made for the post around the cemetery were piled on the cemetery. Now there's no rocks where that old road used to be. So I know the rocks I was shown was where that old road had been. Mm-hmm. And he's already torn it up. So I think that's evidence. Then this letter from Mr. Cruiser. I wasn't at the meeting. I was down at the IXL school when he had it, but I wasn't there. But only one I did talk to Greg Fisher one time after you'd sent this, and he said he was to the meeting and that wasn't the way it was discussed. And that's, I never heard anything more. Who was anybody in charge of getting this done?
The school board ran the meeting.
I know, but of course, I didn't dwell on the cemetery issues in this presentation because that's not your situation. But I can get into it if you're to the Attorney General says that the school does own it. Dr. Ballard says, yes, but they're not going to do anything until the court tells them. So, but couldn't do anything because there's no way getting in there. So, anyhow, I present this copy of your letter. One thing I will dwell on a little bit, I discussed this with Lucas. You told me one time that road was destroyed, you know, with the landowner and farmed it, and they've been grazing it for 30 years. You told me it was
I'm sorry, Carl, I don't recall the conversation.
Well, you told me it was a criminal deal and the statute would run out, is what you told me.
What was a criminal deal?
Huh?
What was a criminal deal?
The tearing up that road.
I think he means by doing away with the road. The road was taken out by the farmers or whatever, correct?
Huh?
The road was taken out by farmers, the people that was farming.
Yeah, same people that own it now. They've been farming it.
I think that's when they put the waterways across it because he went right through the road, my understanding.
Farm services because I talked to them and they said nowadays they would have checked to see if it was a public right of way. They built them across. See, it's still a public right of way there. Full service road.
Yeah.
And but the attorney today told me, he said, if it's a criminal case, it's still a criminal case every day that they occupy that and are using it. It's a criminal situation. I'm not an attorney, but that's what I was told. So
that's the county attorney's problem.
Huh?
That would be the county attorney's problem.
Well, I'm not an attorney. But I'm just telling you what somebody told me.
Counselor, is this cemetery not the school board's issue? We talked over this several times, correct?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And what Carl's referring to, the letter I wrote, is at that meeting, we met after the meeting. Let's see, Gary Wilson was there, and... Okay. But in any event,
this may
we
help.
Came to... Thank you. We came to
well,
what
I do
we
know
thought was...
A couple of... Three more...
Talking.
couple more petitions that I didn't have. But, that's about, you know, unless you've got questions. I've got a lot of briefcase, 3 years of information. But.
Yeah, my question is, it don't pertain to you, but since the FSA office put the terraces in there, and we go back, which it is a legal road still, how are we gonna, since they put them in and we go back and put the road in, do we go up over the terraces or do we cut the terraces? If we cut them, then we've got to put a ditch around basically a waterway where they're draining. Which, otherwise you're just going to cut a ditch down the hill. I guess the first question is it a legal road? It is, isn't it?
I believe it is.
Technically, it's still open.
It's still mm-hmm. open. We haven't done any...
And that would be a township request. Predominantly, you see that as a township request to
right.
the Board of Commission to close, vacate a road.
Yep. And that hasn't been done.
Am I not mistaken, Counselor? Didn't we have this in front of... Didn't the township bring that in front of us?
Yep. To vacate it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The deal we made, and it's mentioned in the letter, the deal we made that night, and that was, of course, based on when Mr. Christensen was going to grant a permanent easement across the land. Is that, okay, they get that done, they get that surveyed, get that in, then we vacate the road. And that was township, and everybody was all signed up for that.
And then they talked to somebody from the school district, right, and they decided that it was their issue, and the ball was dropped. Am I correct?
Well, the ball's been dropped several times, and then I think what really just killed the whole deal was the informal arrangement that was going to be made whereby there'd be an easement for access, no road, just an easement that people could go in and out. And then Mr. Christensen decided not to do that. So that took our solution
away.
Mm-hmm. So,
and our...
Correct.
Our concern was that, and Carl points out the statute that says that the county commission can order, it may order the township, but the cost estimates were just horrendous.
Just like a half a
year. I mean, whatever that was, 2-3 years ago, whatever mm-hmm. it was.
Yeah.
I did some research on that today, just to go into that if that was to come up. The last conversation that I recalled having with the previous superintendent said that there's anywhere from 250 to 500,000 putting it back in with a foundation, the structure that it would need, also taking care of hydrology, what you were referring to, Chairman. Last year, that township spent collectively $75,000 in their annual budget. So, I don't want to step on the counselors. Position, but it says you may, I believe more goes into you may do it and charge back
Correct. The
township. They would need to then levy substantially more dollars or...
Which is going to fall back on the people.
On the folks that live in that township. And it's on a border road, so you're working with kind of two different townships there as well. I believe Liberty and Cedarville? I don't hold me there. There's Liberty and another one.
Yeah.
Silverdale. I'm sorry, yes. And so there was an argument there between that. Now, Carl's iterated that there was an agreement, and you guys were using an easement, did you not, for a while?
What?
You used an easement for a while, yes?
Well, across the landowner?
Yes.
It wasn't. It was just an oil field road.
But did you have any kind of agreement with that?
No, they just said that it had permission.
I'm Carla Barger, Carl's daughter, 108 1275th Road. There was an informal agreement that the Christensens, they were at a school board meeting one night, and they told everyone that we could have access, you know, to that road, and which we did. We carefully followed the lease road whenever we went out there. At one point, one of the Christian family members just got mad, called us up, and said, no more access. I'm putting a padlock on the gate. So that's been about a year and a half ago.
Carla, he motioned to go up here. He motioned.
Yeah. Well, now, another question I got. The old road goes up over the hill and up over the terraces. Can we, if we done something, can we go down here to the lease road and come around this way and go back up to the cemetery?
Is it part of the road?
No, you'd have to eminent domain it. It's not our property.
We talked about that.
If there's a road that's not been closed, that's our best access to that. Am I correct, counsel? Because without, you'd have a whole nother paper trail of crap you'd have to do if you wanted to
move
the road.
Right. We discussed that using that oil field road, and the expenses were going to go way
higher.
It's
not a very good road. I mean, it gets water in it, but I don't think anybody's here is asking for a low maintenance road, you know, would be, we're not asking for like a wide, you know, road, anything fancy, just a road that has access, you know.
I've got a picture, about the west half of it's never been torn up, that goes across the pasture and goes over the hill. Mm-hmm. It is pretty sharp.
Well, I realize, sir, chairman, that what Lucas is saying about our predecessor saying it would take $500,000. You take a frickin' speed mover down there with a few loads of gravel, it's going to be accessible for these people to
that's
be on
there.
My personal opinion, the landowner tore that up, and that's a county road. And these have people had loved ones in a cemetery. I'd want access to it, and I'd be pissed if I couldn't get to it.
It's frustrating.
In my personal opinion, it isn't going to take $500,000 by a few semi-loads of gravel and take a piece of equipment down there and make this thing accessible. I don't care what Christensen want. If that's a legal road, it's a legal road.
Yeah,
my personal opinion.
But
yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Bill Learn, Carl Sandoval. I live at 10812 75th Road in Winfield. And I'd like to ask who provided that $500,000 estimate to the school board for it?
I don't know off the top of my head. I could get you that information.
I agree with you. Carl and I walked that. Be careful to stay on the right of way. We walked that old right of way. And it looks to me like, you know, a skid loader cut a few trees down and throw a couple culverts in where those waterways in and you haul some gravel in and you're done. And if you look at the legal description for a low maintenance road, you know, cut a little ditch on each side of it, it's...
Counselor, didn't we...
Wouldn't be near that
when
cost.
We looked at this, there's never been a road closure or anything on this section of road, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I've written myself a note to try to determine if a road can be abandoned, and I don't know the answer to that. I'll try to find out.
The cemetery is in fact part of the school districts, but the road is our responsibility.
It's
am I correct?
Township.
Well, township.
Township.
Not the county.
That's
so
correct.
The township could still, you know, we could fall back on what you were saying earlier if that would
they
be
could,
the case.
They could potentially come in and ask to vacate the road. It would be the request to you all, and then the question would be, is it landlocking any property? And then I think that would be the argument, is that cemetery property thus being landlocked? But again, I'll refer to the counselor, but this is not a county road. This is a township road. The board may take steps to do that, but there still has to be money. And so I guess one of the things we may want to consider is if you guys are wanting to go, regardless if it's $20 or $500,000, the township has to have money. Otherwise, you guys are going to do it out of levied dollars and never get revenue back in for that. So given the fact that we are a month away from budgets, maybe if this is something that you wanted to continue to talk about and funding that, the option would be talking to the township on what funding availability they have, so that if you chose to do this, you would not make a detriment to the other roads in those townships by not funding the maintenance of what they planned on doing. I think that was one of my goals for us to consider, is regardless where the money comes from, it has to be money, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't have extra money sitting around that I'm aware of.
No.
And so I thought this would be an opportunity, and nothing else, is to have a conversation about, regardless if you choose to, if the township chooses to, we still need to consider where the money's coming from. So, just a thought.
Of course, I agree with Commissioner Groom. When we were talking 2 or 3 years ago, I couldn't figure out why we couldn't take a grader in there
and just
grade it, and then just spread some gravel.
And
I couldn't understand why we couldn't do that at that time.
And then we wouldn't be locked out like we are now.
Right.
There's no.
But it seems like all you guys want to be able to do is get in there, and you'd have sense enough if the road weren't passable because of the weather, you wouldn't go in during that time.
Right.
But I just couldn't, I agree with you, Commissioner Broom, I just don't understand that.
Counselor, what if a landowner takes it upon himself to just do away with the road? I mean, what do we do? How do we handle that?
Fortunately, we have the county attorney here.
Make it legal work.
I'm afraid if I had a loved one in that cemetery, I'd get in trouble because I'd make my own damn road up through there.
And I know you well enough to believe that.
I'll tell you, we've tried to work with the Silverdale Township, get absolutely nowhere.
Now, what's the deal with between the two townships there? Is it on the borderline?
Pretty much.
One line?
Yeah.
Just right over the line, huh?
Yeah.
That road would be one
side? There's a road on the township, Liberty. Is the road on both townships?
Both townships.
Yes.
It's a 50-foot road, the way I understand it. Half in Liberty and half in Silverdale.
No wonder there's a big issue.
But
it's a breaking point.
Yeah. The cemetery is all in Silverdale, even though it's named Liberty.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
I've got old maps.
So see why?
Before there was even the townships were named.
Correct. So see, by legal rights, we could shove this right back down to the townships, and this could be a deal in 3 more years and not be any good. That's what they're here for. I mean,
you know, it's not my decision, but I still think the landowner owes something.
Well, he messed the road.
Using that for 30 years. It's not only used it, it was convenience to him because he wouldn't have to go around that half a mile. Mm-hmm. So, that's your decision.
Mr. Counselor, should we ask Mr. County Attorney, since he's here, Mr. Larry, to see what? I don't. What we do?
I don't know. Is that a criminal offense? I'm sure it is. But I go out there and start throwing bricks up out here in the street. No, I can't say I've ever had that question come up.
Yeah, I don't think that can decide that right.
Yeah, right. Okay, but sheriff's looking like a God. I wish I was in another room.
we can file it as whatever.
Sure, but I mean, off the top of your head, is any statute coming to mind? That was what I was thinking of, but anything specific to roadways?
Nothing. I'll have to look and see.
Okay.
It would be under the traffic section.
Yeah.
If I know the gentleman well enough that tore it up, that you start prodding around, you're going to put a burr under his saddle, and he's going to be.
Yep.
It's already happened.
And he's going to fight it.
That's why the gate's locked.
He was good. What? Mr. Mills and I was discussing all this back then. I talked to him. He was okay with it, and then something happened in between, and he locked everybody out.
His daughter locked it out.
His daughter did? But it's still a legal road. He can't lock it.
I didn't say that.
So our first deal looks to me like we got to get access back to the legal road, and then we decide what we do with it after that.
I missed something. There's something that is blocking the road?
Locked the gate.
The farmer locked the gate.
I missed that. I thought that was back on the easement.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, it's to the road. Gate to the...
The lease road that we were using for access, which they told us verbally we could, has been padlocked now for a year and a half.
Okay.
No access.
The road itself, the legal road, it's padlocked also?
No, but you'd not drive it.
That's what, okay. That's the way I understood.
Is he farming through the road?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they were farming.
Do you have pictures?
It's a past. Back of trash. That east did. They was.
Chairman, if you'd like to get some financial thoughts, I will have our engineers here next week. I could take them out, have them prep a survey, get some financial thoughts on what it would take.
You had one thing.
To start that conversation.
Well, you know, it's like these people, all they're wanting is to dump some gravel on top. It could be a 16-foot road right away, 4 inches deep, and the township graded for
it.
They're just wanting access. We don't have to go through a full-fledged road and bridge it.
I can't speak on KDOT right-of-ways. Is a, with an open road that being a fully, like a non-minimal maintained road currently, if the township chose to make it a minimum maintained road, perhaps that would be a different regulation. I'd have to talk to the road engineers that we use, but I think the reason why
there's a road starting from the west and going east.
Okay. I think the reason why some of those figures were high was because they were putting it back to what the standard would be with signage, drainage, foundation, all that to a public, fully passable road. At a 50-foot easement, and so perhaps there's some other options we can look at.
You went the wrong way.
I know. I'm just looking at it.
Okay.
Really,
Mr. Chairman, I agree completely. These people need access. I feel we need to figure out and have some backbone somewhere. Somebody make a road through there that these people can have access to the cemetery, and it ain't going to cost taxpayers $500,000. I don't care what these 10, people 15. Say. They want to have access to the cemetery. Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
My name's Alan Norton. I live at 609 Poyoness Road. When I was a little boy, I used to go down to that cemetery with my dad. The entrance to that cemetery was off the highway there, a gravel road. And we would drive down as far as we could go and couldn't go any farther because the road was washed out, overgrown with trees. We'd have to get out and walk on down to the cemetery. I don't think anybody here that would like to see a road. We don't want a super tube. We just want a road that can get you down there and back without tearing your oil pan off your vehicle or whatever. But my great-great-grandfathers were buried in that cemetery. They homesteaded down in that part of the country. And we can't even get in there. We did 3 or 4 years ago until they padlocked the gate. We go down and decorate on Memorial Day weekend and trim up around the cemetery. I'm retired now, and I had two guys from Ark City call me back about 3 years ago. They were ready to come out with brush hogs and mowers and everything and clean that thing up. No charge. Just wanted to do it because they'd read about it in the Courier. And of course, we can't get anywhere now.
Yeah. Well, is it my understanding too that Dwayne Christian, that owns the property, once in a while when he would burn that pasture, didn't he just let it go through the cemetery?
Yes, 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 sir. I don't know if this, if Silverdale did that or Township or, but yeah, it's been burned off. A few times I've got to go out there, it's been burned.
Yeah.
Oh.
So who locked the gate on that road, on this road?
Well, the thing about the cemetery, I'll
it's just completely impassable.
There is no gate. It's just impassable by vehicle.
Yeah.
You can walk it. Can you walk it?
There's a gate behind the pickup there.
Yeah, there is a gate to that legal road.
Well, the cemetery. Not locked. Silverdale, there's a statute that says abandoned cemetery, so you just spend $500 a year and mow it twice. Well, Representative Lex was going to have that updated a year ago. Attorney General said that cemetery has never been declared abandoned. So that's another thing that they don't know what they're talking about. It's never been declared abandoned. So they need to be cleaned up like a regular cemetery.
Did you have a question?
I have a statement, sir.
Okay.
Name is Terry Kraft. 22371, 122nd, out of Burton. The lady, the daughter in question, has said that she would welcome our presence there if we were going to move the bodies. She said if you want to go in there and visit them, you can move them.
That there's a perfectly good cemetery down the road where they should be
moved. Yes, yes. That is what she said.
They can't do that when there's a legal road going to it, though.
No,
even though it's impassable, there's still a legal road going
yes,
to
sir.
It, so they can't keep you out.
Yes, sir. But
it's just it's impassable.
She would get you for trespassing if you walked in there right now.
Wouldn't stick.
She wouldn't stick, but it would be the hassle of it.
Hassle you gotta go
yes.
through.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just seeing the hassle of the whole deal, Mr. Chairman, of these people trying to go to a township board meeting between these two townships. It's going to be like beating their head against a wall.
Why don't we?
It's kind of like going to a school board meeting in our city.
Absolutely.
Why don't we have Lucas talk to the engineer and get a cost assessment to do
a minimum maintenance road.
Minimum maintenance road from Cali 1 to the cemetery, and then we'll have a place to start. Is that okay?
And we're 30 days from a budget hearing, so it's good timing.
Mm-hmm. And I don't care what you got to tell the engineers. We need a super too. Some culverts and some gravel and AB3 in the low spots and cover that.
It's only half a mile.
Yeah.
Sir?
Maybe the landowner ought to have some responsibility in this instead of just walking away clean.
Well, that's going to take more attorneys than we have.
We're trying to find a quick solution here.
We're just
filing a lawsuit and ended up in court for years isn't something that's going
to
be helpful.
Yeah, I think if we start here, this will give us a basis to get started. Then we'll know what to do.
I think that's the best place to start.
Yeah.
We've got to have an idea of where we're going.
Yeah.
But like I said earlier, we're not asking for a super two. We don't need concrete bridges over streets, a tin whistle and gravel it and go.
Yeah. Let's do that and get the thing rolling.
Got that down, Lucas?
Give
me another job.
I've got it. What do we do on that? Do we go over the top of the townships and build them? I don't understand.
Well,
since we can't tell.
No, we do it and then build them according to the statute.
Yeah, we have a statute that governs that, and it gives the county the right to do it. If, in the opinion of the board, the township's not doing it properly, then we do it, we build them.
I would suggest, Chairman, though, we should have a period of communication with them.
Absolutely.
And I will be more than happy to facilitate that. I'm sure the counselor will help me too.
Yeah, have them in there.
And what are we going to do with the landowner that won't let us grow?
Well, we just. We'll
the
don't
worry
about it. It's our road.
Have Dave go out there with everybody?
Who maintains it? If it gets built, who would maintain it?
Take the county attorney with us.
It's technically the township.
The township.
Yeah, it's technically the township's responsibility.
Yeah.
If we make it a minimum maintenance road, it'll just be graded minimally.
Yeah.
Twice a year.
Is there a classification for a minimal?
Yes.
That's why we need to do our checking with the engineers to find out what that classification is, what we can actually do by regulation. If that's okay with you guys, we'll try to get the ball rolling. But understand, it's going to still take some time.
Unfortunately.
And I'm not staying this sarcastic, but it's been 30 years. We ain't going to solve this in 6 months. But we're trying.
Some of us were looking for family members there. We didn't know that cemetery existed until my family got involved like 3 or 4 years ago. We've been looking, so.
Mr. Chairman, you were mentioning terraces across the road or something. Is this anything that needs to be run by FSA or
FSA
put it in there?
FSA is at fault because they put them across the road.
Okay, but so they're at fault. But is that anything that we're going to need to?
It's going
to
impact their hydrology of the field.
That absolutely engineers should be able to determine that.
Okay.
It'll be similar to the issue we ran into with the cranes on the property by the landfill.
Just more money.
just my.
Terraces are fairly low, I think, if you just gravel right over and drive right over, but there is a major waterway where it'd take a couple culverts to get across the head.
Yeah, see, and that was all put in over a already established road, which to me shouldn't have been done to begin with, even if it was done 30, 40 years ago. But now we have to contend with it, and I agree with it. You could just go gravel over the terraces, put some culverts in at the waterway, gravel across them, and you could get by, but I'm not sure engineers are going to let us do all that to that point.
We'll find out.
It'd be nice if Mr. Christensen would come in there. He's the one that messed the road up. He ought to put a little skin in the game.
It's still our choice.
We're not going to get it from him, but I feel like he's responsible for part of it.
I agree.
He's the one that tore the road up.
You know, he's got a lot to use out of that in 30 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do we? I'm sorry, Chairman. I was telling Lucas, it's like, what's the engineer going to cost us?
He's.
You know what I'm saying? If we're going to go over the top of this deal, you know, I don't know.
Why spend the money on the engineer?
Exactly. Take a tractor out there, put a culvert in.
You ain't going to like what they got to say anyway.
I know it.
There's been a group of us, you know, individuals that think we can just get equipment together and go do it like what you're thinking.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a 2-year drawn-out deal. You know what?
You have no faith in me.
I know, I don't. I do, Lucas.
You know about a truck in this guy. Speed move.
I'm just talking. I'm seeing dollars.
Oh, there's dollars in it.
Everything you do costs us money.
My family's, my grandmother's baby sister was the first one buried there in December of 1878. The cemetery was deeded in July 1878. Her mother, my great-grandmother, was the last one buried there in 1932. And I remember, I'll tell how old I am, but she lived in Dexter, and I remember going to her house when I was 4 years old, and then she passed away in 32. So
I think part of the issue is that all the families that are buried there, that was their home area. They lived there, they paid taxes. Mm-hmm. That's where they wanted to be buried.
You bet.
And so that's really what it comes to.
I agree with Lucas.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate everybody coming in, and we've got to get moving on. And
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good. Yep. Thank you, Carl.
Sorry we couldn't give you no answer to this. Hopefully happy day.
I think the mark we made early in the meeting should be put in charge of it, because you was going to go in there with a...
Well, Mark...
Yeah. I don't remember the exact...
I said if I had loved ones in
there.
Yeah, right. Of course,
there wouldn't be anybody keeping me out.
Right.
He thinks
if there's a road there.
The engineer's going to cost money keeping him out of jail.
Maybe.
Our insurance company, I...
Going to drop me?
Yeah.
Going to drop me?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Item number one, consider approval to disregard the notice of claim against Tyler County. Mark?
A simple deal. We had received the notice of claim. It was circulated. I think I mentioned at the time that I was going to get with the claims counsel and try to get it dismissed or withdrawn, in this case, withdraw the claim. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move to approve to disregard the notice of claim.
Second.
Been moving second to approve to disregard the notice of claim. Everybody in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passed. Number two, consider approval contract with Integrity Steelworks for jail doors. David?
Hello. Currently, the jail doors, if you've taken a tour of that area, you know there's a lot of doors. They're heavy. They're operated 24 hours a day all year long. We've had some issues with them in the past. We've had to replace a lot of screws. It's just wear and tear. This company will come in and they'll do an initial service, and then it's just a 1-year contract, and as needed, I'll probably call them again maybe in 3 years to just upkeep these doors so we don't have any issues with people getting their fingers smashed or inmates being able to possibly get out or anything like that. Working with the county attorney, Mr. Cruiser, we come up with a contract that I believe works out and brings any kind of litigation here, if it comes to that, extends the warranty on it. I think I got it down to about 58, 51 and change as far as for this contract. That money doesn't come out of my general fund. It's going to be basically taken out of the inmate calling. Any money that we make on that, I'm using kind of turning it back over for maintenance. A lot of times it's maintenance fees like this, especially this much, would have come out of that previous fund that we used for the overage and the bond issue. Lucas had done some research and now that's been taken out. I'm having to spend money to keep up the jail up, and I'm having to take it out of that jail fund fee for the phones. So it's just another issue. We need to just continue the upkeep of that jail so that us as taxpayers don't have to build something else down the road. If we want to keep what we got, keep it up and running.
They did. The company made all the changes that Dave and I requested that they make.
They did?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Move to approve contract with Integrity Steelworks for jail doors in the amount of $5,831.55.
Second.
Been moving second for Integrity Steelworks for jail doors in the amount of $5,831.55. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
All right. Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, David.
Have a good evening.
Consider approval of community corrections. Fiscal year 20 behavioral health grant application and budget. Mary?
Hello. I know it was forwarded to you. There's two things in front of you, the first being this behavioral health grant. Each year, at least for the last several years, the state of Kansas has had $3 million available for any community corrections agency to apply for part of that fund to then use locally. Mostly it's used to help offset the cost of treatment and other services not covered by our general budget, which is the next thing we'll be talking about. What we're requesting is $81,005.47, and the bulk of that being requested is for about 2 years ago, we've had for years an in-house alcohol and drug treatment program called Day Reporting, but due to lack of budget and other funding sources, that was eliminated a couple of years ago. Through a conversation with our judge, Chief Judge Nick St. Peter, as well as Judge Smith in Arc City, they both feel it was a beneficial program and would like to see it come back. We can't make it happen under our current regular budget, so I am asking for funds through this behavioral health to hopefully get that position back. I think it's a long shot, but we're asking. In addition to that, we're asking for funds to help pay for part of one of our ISO, our intensive supervision officer, Tannis Anderson. He provides a group in-house called MRT, which stands for Moral Recognition Therapy. It's just an evidence-based treatment program that we provide to our offenders. Because of what he does for that program out of his work week, we're asking that 25% of his budget or his salary and benefits come out of that behavioral health grant instead of our regular budget. We're then asking for funds to help offset the costs of alcohol and drug evaluations, mental health evaluations, medications and treatment and so forth. So that's how we came up with the total of $81,005.47. So that's the first thing I would just ask that if you have any questions, I'll try to answer them, but that's the first thing I need to see if you guys would approve for us to apply for these funds.
Okay, so we're not actually putting this money into it. We're getting a grant in this amount.
That's what we're requesting.
Just the grant application.
Yes, this is just an application. So it's just part, it's one of the things that it comes up at the same time as our regular budget that we have to submit to the state. It's just a separate pool of money, but it has to be used for specific purposes of behavior health. It can't be used for our operating expenses. So it's a separate application. We don't know what we're gonna get. This past year, we asked for similar things this current fiscal year, but they only funded a portion of what we asked for. So I'm applying for it, but I don't have a lot of hope they're gonna fund that one whole position, but I think we'll get some funding through this.
Yeah. Move to approve Community Corrections Fiscal Year 20 Behavioral Health Grant Application and Budget.
Second.
Move and second. Everybody in favor say aye.
Aye.
Everybody opposed. Motion granted.
I need your signature on those two papers. The next thing is our regular state budget or application for our comprehensive. Again, we're sent the comprehensive plan and then the budget. This is an application process we go through every year to obtain the funding we obtain. This particular year, they tell us in advance what our anticipated allotment is going to be, and our anticipated allotment for the year beginning July 1 will be $326,707.93. That is roughly $10,826 less than what we were funded this current year. So they cut us another $10,800. So the bulk of what is in this next thing is us outlining what our agency does, what our success rate is, the types of programs we place our offenders in, where we basically spend our day-to-day work and what we're trying to do. It's difficult to do when they don't fund you. So that's where the second half of this is the budget and how it's broken down. The budget, as we have outlined, that $326,707 doesn't even cover our current staff salary and benefits. So then we're left to try and figure out how to make up that difference. And we're doing that in a couple of different ways through a couple other grant applications, one being this behavioral health grant that you just signed off on. Again, that's just what this is. It's just an application. We have to apply every year just to get funded. So that's what this is that comprehensive plan and the budget and how it's broken down.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve Community Corrections FY20 Comprehensive Plan and Budget.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passed.
Put your signature on the list. Thank you.
They can't read my writing, they want me to print.
Yeah, I think they do that for everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay, number five, approval of payment register for period of April 16th, 2019 for checks number 180378 to 180511, totaling $218,577.90. Wires totaling $199,229.13, and direct deposits totaling $60,695. Hand checks numbered 812502 through 812514, totaling $35,842.10. Any questions?
I have nothing.
Move to approve the payment of claims as presented.
Second.
And moving second, favor claims as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Abatement request presented by Karen Madison, Drew Kalin.
Move to approve and endorse correction orders as presented.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 Other items come before the board. Kayla?
We have a certificate of ownership that we need to sign for Memorial Lawn. The first quarter. And a journal entry.
That all you got?
Yes.
Goodie.
Pardon?
You got one of the goodies, yeah.
Yep.
Martin, you have anything?
Nothing, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Lucas?
Not this time.
Okay. Now we'll go into executive session to discuss personnel matters of non-elected personnel for 20 minutes.
Second.
Okay, then we got this. We have with the county administrator, county counselor, county attorney to discuss personnel matters, non-elected personnel. We'll reconvene in this meeting room, first floor at 7:15. 7:15.
Second.
Moving second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're ready. Or do you want to do that now?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Now? Okay, we come out of executive session at 7:15 and no action was taken. Move we recess in executive session with county administrator, county counselor, and community correction director to discuss personnel matters of non-elected personnel pursuant to Kansas 75-4319B. We will reconvene the open meeting in this room, first floor assembly room, 30 minutes, 10 till 8.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. Okay, no decisions made. We'll go back into the executive session for 15 minutes, be at 8:05 with the same people in the room, county administrator, county counselor, community corrections director.
Second.
Then move in second, we go for a second executive session. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minute.
Go ahead.
Okay, we're out of executive session. No decision was made. Adjournment. Motion to move to adjourn.
Second.
Then move second, we adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 All right.
Okay.